All right, do I have a story for you? So, picture this. Freshly 18, Missy. And I'm not just doing that for like titillation points either, because my birthday's in the spring and this was in the summer. So, literally, freshly 18, my long distance boyfriend of about a year, maybe two, I can't actually remember, has finally come to visit me. And we finally have time alone. My brother is out of the house. My mom has just left to do some shopping, I think. And although my dad was still upstairs because at the time he was a bum that didn't work, he slept like the dead. So he wasn't going to be a problem. So me and my boyfriend are in my living room with the TV up loud, got an episode of Friends on the TV because that's my favorite show, and it's just kind of good background noise, to cover up the moaning and such. And it's on. We're sitting next to each other, and he grabs my hand and he pulls me towards him, and we start kissing. And just kind of like the ish initial, just like, well, we're kissing, oh my God, turns into making out. And through some maneuvering, he ends up on top of me, and kind of like I'm sitting up, and he's kind of just like laying on top of me with his knees on either side, kind of like what a girl would do to a guy. A little weird, but I'm into it. And so we're making out, and it's the summer, and I'm wearing a t-shirt, not a tank top or shorts or anything. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and so is he. No, he was wearing a button-up, actually. Yeah, he was wearing a short-sleeve button-up, the freak. And so, like, we're holding hands, and the other one is kind of just, like, behind me, behind my ear, above my shoulder, on, like, the armrest. So he's, like, on top of me, like, his whole weight is on top of me, and it's just, like, it's tongue, and it's admittedly clanking of teeth, because I never made out with anybody before, and it's going okay for like something I've never done before. But, and then the hand that's above my head moves to my shoulder, and then down to my collarbone, and then down to my tits, essentially. And then it goes a little lower, and he rubs it up my stomach, and then it goes under my shirt. And then he's like groping me through my bra. Because again, just remember, we're 18, and I was formerly Mormon, so like everything sexual is bad. So we're both very inexperienced. Just to preface this, no clothes ever came off. Because my mom was a pretty fast shopper, so we didn't know when she was gonna come back, so there's no sex in this story. But so yeah, he's groping my boob, and he's like pinching my nipples, and that feels really good. Like, it's so different when someone else does it to you. Like, I've at that point I've done it to myself, and I'm just like, oh, it's not something I'm really into. But then when it's someone else's hand, you're just like, oh, holy shit. It's just those kind of like electric shocks that you get that like go straight to your stomach, and then you get all warm and wet, and then there's this really weird sensation comes over me, and I take my hand out of his hand, and I just push him over so that he's flat on his back on the couch, and then I straddle his waist, and I grab his face. And we just, we start kissing again. And I'm just, it's very aggressive. Like, just a sudden, very dominant something has come over me. Like, I wasn't, for some reason, my little shy 18-year-old self suddenly was just like, no, I'm the one that's gonna be the one that controls this bitch. And so, but he's like grinning ear to ear, so I'm pretty sure that he was into it. So, anyway. But, like, then it becomes kind of like this weird power struggle because I do have him locked in with my hips. I'm on top of him and he's under me, and like he wiggles out one of his arms and like he grabs my wrist and he like pushes it between us onto his jeans. And I'm like, oh dear, holy shit, this guy's hard. And not to be mean or anything, and like it's not like I'm the cock expert, but he wasn't very big either. Yeah, like the head of his cock wasn't didn't even like reach the waistband of his jeans. I mean, it could have just been like the way it was sitting in his pants, I don't know, but he wasn't very big, so I guess I dodged a bullet there. And in my little 18-year-old mind, I'm just like, holy shit, I did that. This guy's hard because of me. But then immediately I'm just like, oh, but I'm also touching a dick and he expects me to jerk him off or like whatever. And so I wrench my hand away and I slap him across the face. Immediately turns into, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that, that was so rude of me. But then he's like, no, Missy, Missy, it's okay, it's okay, that was kind of hot. And I'm like, well, what? He's like, no, I liked it, I like it, you're just kind of, you're so shy, and I'm really enjoying this kind of more dominant side of you. And I just kind of sit there staring at him, and I'm like, you do? Like, I instantly turn back into my shy, just like, holy shit, sex is scary kind of self. And I'm like, what do you mean? He just kind of smirks at me and he's just like, you know what, just shut up, kiss me. And so I do, and we get back into it kind of tentatively, and then it obviously like turns up again, and we just start, I just he starts like moving his hips upward so that we're grinding. And I'm in my brain, I am having an aneurysm because I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? What am I doing? And I'm just kind of slipping into that, you know, you just kind of lose yourself to the sensations. And I'm really hot and I'm really tingly. And again, it's summer, but I'm just like, I'm sweaty and we're both sweaty. And then he pulls apart from my lips, and then he immediately goes to my neck. And he starts, he foregoes kissing, which is, to this day, is a little weird, but he goes straight to like the nibbling. God, it was like the best thing that I'd ever felt at that point. And I'm just like, oh, fetish unlocked. I'm really into biting, and it was actually because of that boyfriend that I found that, because it's just like this, like shock, this electric shock, like that goes like all, like it went from my neck down my body, like to my fingers and my toes, and obviously the general area. And I'm like, oh God, don't stop, just keep going. And so he bites me 3 times, and they're not like it's leaving like a ring of teeth marks. It's just little kind of nibbles, that one just under my chin, and then one right in the middle of my throat, and then he moves down to my collarbone, and then he like makes just a necklace of bruises. And I bruise really easy. Again, fetish unlocked, because I found out that I actually really like being bruised. And so he's just a necklace across my collarbone, just at the base of my neck. At this point, I'm just jelly in his lap. And I'm just like, oh my God, holy shit. Like, I am so very horny at this point. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't really even care. My mom comes home, my mom comes home. I kind of want to do this. I kind of want to, you know, hand in my V card, if you would. And he can sense it, 'cause he's like, he comes up for air and he's like, "Oh, did you like that? You're like trembling." And I'm just like, "Well, fucking duh." So it's like I'm all embarrassed and like my face is all red, and I'm just kind of coming out of that like holy shit kind of thing, and I'm just like, "Oh, shut up. You're embarrassing me." And he just laughs. And then the lock starts to jiggle in the front door. And here's my mom, who's just like, "Missy, I'm back." And he pushes me off of him. Like, I am face down on the floor with my nose in the carpet, and I'm just, because I'm all jelly and I'm all like horny and I'm just and shocked. I just sit there with my hands on the carpet and my face in the carpet. He's just sitting there, just like, he grabs a pillow off the couch and he covers his crotch. And my mom's like, "Why are you on the floor?" And I'm just like, "Nothing! No reason! Did you get me what I asked for at the store?" And of course, like, I'm just locked in place. Like, I don't even try to get up because I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my anything. And my head is full of bees because I'm all horny. And she just looks at me, and thank God she forgoes the fourth degree because I was so embarrassed. I was just as red as a tomato all over, and so was my boyfriend. And it was just a shit show. And obviously, she doesn't leave after that because she's super suspicious. And you know, my mom's Mormon, so we're not supposed to be doing that. Even though I have been Mormon since I was 12. And sadly, that is the last time that I ever touched a dick since then. And I'm in my 20s now. And even though I kind of look back on it fondly because it did open up those kinds of fetishes that I like to play with, it kind of hurt my self-esteem because after that, because we were both so embarrassed, he didn't touch me again. And we ended up breaking up 2 years later, so. Yeah, so that's my sad little first and last sexual experience story. I hope you got something out of it. I mean, yeah.